What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Hour of the Score is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris. 10-2 on 670 The.
We have Sean King in the house.
Well, I mean, anytime you get the chance to be in the presence of greatness, you know, you have to take advantage of that, right?
Aww. You're the Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
We are not the Super Bowl champ.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to every fan that you guys have that jumped in my DMs.
Here we go.
My ex last year when I said drafting Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels was a fireable offense by Ryan Poles, and I was berated.
I'm not a Caleb fan. There's a significant learning curve that's about to happen for Caleb when it comes to how to handle success and failure.
I just want to, first of all, take a hat tip to everybody that was in my DMs.
Not the hat
and
tip.
I would expect those apologies sometime in the next 24 hours. And I'm going to get into why I am actually buying Caleb Williams stock for 2025 moving forward.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God. Is he the third man?
He's the third man.
What the hell is going on here?
Did you hear that, everybody? Did you hear that, everyone, in Sean King's DMs?
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, Sean King saying that Caleb Williams is going to be better in his second year, considering how convicted he was to Caleb Williams being a little bit behind last year, it does make me wonder all of a sudden, are we out of control with Ben Johnson? Because the reason he gave you guys Marshall Harris was Ben Johnson. Are we, like, this is the first, because I know I have laid the praise on thick. I know my podcast partner, Dan Wiederer, who will be joining us a little bit later on the show today.
Can't wait.
Has laid it on thick with, like, Ben Johnson and the transparency and the yelling and just being, like, seemingly being a competent head coach. But maybe we're officially out of control. Like, if that guy is going from Sean King from last year saying what he said and being correct about it, essentially, and as I say, it's all good now. Ben Johnson's here. We're fine. We're saved.
I think that's the correct approach based on Ben Johnson's track record, not as a head coach, but simply as a play designer and caller. If you are looking at Ben Johnson's resumes still matter, by the way, and seeing all that's been invested in this offense, how can you not be on board with what Sean King is talking about? It's also what I've been talking about.
I kind of am on board with it, but it really hit home to hear it from somebody, even though I got into it with Sean King the last time he was on The Score.
And he was right.
He and I did. I don't even remember. I'd have to hear the maybe at some point in time we can hear that, because I don't even remember what our argument was. I got no hard feelings whatsoever. I actually respect the man, and I'm surprised to even hear him saying, it's Ben Johnson. No football reasons. And I know he gave some.
That's a football reason in and of itself.
I guess.
Personnel matters.
It's a leap.
Who's coaching? Dude, he's not Matt Eberflus. Just start right there and keep building from that.
To some degree, it's a leap of faith for all of us that we think Ben Johnson is going to come in and turn this thing around. You're right. The resume exists. The intelligence exists. The scheming exists.
Logic.
The authority exists. It's all there. But then when I hear a former professional quarterback, a talented media man, come on and say that the number one reason that Caleb Williams will be better is the head coach, it's like, wow, are we putting too much stock?
Did you have another reason why he was going to be better?
Well, I mean, that I think being in his second year, definitely. Look,
even when the head coach told you?
Maybe I'm mischaracterizing, because
okay,
if you've been listening to me, and you have, because you're stuck with me a lot of the time.
Love doing it.
You know I like Ben Johnson, and I have sung the praises of it, but maybe I've just heard it from one too many people now, that can't possibly be the only reason that this Bears team is not going to lose 10 straight games and be 5-12. Let me just do this really quick. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start
you
there.
You went right into it.
I did not like the opening by Robbie Triano, who was over there,
that's
and Ray
what opens
Diaz.
Too. They get you going.
It got me going.
Lathered up over
here.
We
didn't
here.
Necessarily plan to start there, but this is the Harris and Rahimi show. I am Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi, who is off today.
No.
She is doing the WNBA tomorrow. She's here?
It's the Rahimi and Harris show.
What did I say?
You said Harris and Rahimi.
Oh,
it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lails.
With
sorry.
Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. She's doing the big game tonight. Candace Parker having her jersey retired tonight. She'll be on the call along with Kylan Mills. Alyssa Bergamini also in the building for that right here on The Score coming up. I believe coverage starts at 6:45. Yes, so that's right here on The Score coming up later. But Mark, back to what we're talking about, which is obviously Caleb Williams, his development, and the hope that he'll be better in year two. It really is as simple as he has the talent, number one overall pick. That's why he got to be that pick. He may not be the best quarterback in his draft class, but we're going to find out how good he can be, because now Ben Johnson is a competent guy who can make the best out of whoever is at quarterback. We've seen evidence of that based on what he's done in Detroit the last three seasons as the offensive coordinator.
You are welcome to join the Rahimi and Harris show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. The phone number is, we like to keep the phone lines open here for strays. You know, if at any point in time you feel moved to pick up the phone and talk to us, if we feel like it's good enough to be on 50,000 watts of terrific sports talk radio, we will put you on here at 312-644-6767. The Bears did win. The Bears did win their final preseason game on Friday. 29-27 was the final score. We know that there was good. We talked about it with Mully and Haw. The fourth drive was excellent. Was excellent for Caleb Williams and the offense. The problem was, and this is with all the disclaimers, all the, you know, not everybody's healthy. It's preseason. You're playing against the Chiefs. You're on the road. All of that. So let's get all the disclaimers out of the way. The first two drives for the Bears felt way too... Let's just talk about the first drive. The first drive for the Bears in that game on Friday night at Arrowhead Stadium was a lot of drives during the regular season. And that's why I dare bring this up as something that you can count as real. When you have a handoff problem with Olamide Zaccheaus on the first play of the game, and then you have a holding against Colston Loveland after that, I am allowed to look at that and say, circle that and say, whoa, that looks like what we saw in so many drives, so many first drives of the year last year. So that bugged me.
It's hard to win when you play behind the sticks, and to fumble the first snap of the game on the road in Kansas City and to come back with what I believe was a false start on Colston Loveland. Those when it's 2nd and 19, you're not doing much good. You need miracle plays to bail you out. That's the bottom line. You can't be looking at 2nd and 19 and
third
feel like,
and 19
and then 3rd and 19 and feel like you have a chance. So then it's a quick drive, and then you get it back and it's already 10-0. And that's the reality of what happens when you play against good teams on the road. This could be your fate. And I think I love it. And here's why I love it. I say that not in a mocking way, but in a, okay, yes, you were good against the Dolphins and the backups of the Buffalo Bills. You were great. Whoopee. You took significant steps forward. But now the third preseason game served as a perfect, right-on-time reality check. Because this is what the bar is. Not to finish 500, not to be in the mix, but if you want to bring a championship home to Chicago, you need to understand exactly what the best operations in football look like. And the argument can be made Andy Reid has the best operation in football because of the longevity and the duration and what he's been able to do in his time in Kansas City and even before that in Philadelphia. And now Ben Johnson and his coaching staff can look at all those players and be like, we told you it wasn't good enough when y'all were messing up in practice all the time. We told you you needed to be better. And now here's the evidence, because even though you quote unquote won the game with Tyson Bagent doing what he did against second and third stringers and guys barely trying to make the roster, we're talking about closer to the 90 than the top end of the 53. I just think the Bears now understand how bad off they are, and they have to listen with unwavering attention to every little detail Ben Johnson and the coaches tell them.
Raheem Harris on the score. I'm Mark Grody. 312-644-6767. Some texters weighing in. 708. It bugged me that they took a sack on what had been like a first or second and five and then faced a third and long. That was on the second drive. Caleb was sacked by Chris Jones, which set up a third and eight. And that did give me flashbacks to last year as well, because the offensive line was blocking. That was a Caleb Williams sack. I will say this, though. That was one time. I have not seen that as much, and it's hard to simulate and know what's a sack in training camp. But it has appeared to me that Caleb Williams has gotten rid of the ball a little bit more quickly. And I'll throw this in there really quick, too, and I want to hear what you think about that sack as well. As far as that second drive is concerned, that might be, and this is kind of low-key stuff here, there were four, DeAndre Swift was really good in this game. Four straight plays to DeAndre Swift at one point in time in that second drive. That might be something to circle too, because in that final training camp practice, I saw the same thing. DeAndre Swift running the ball four straight times. Get ready for that. Get ready for Ben Johnson early in the season, before things really start to get right with the receivers and Caleb Williams and the offensive line. I think you're going to see a lot of conservative play calling early on from the Bears.
You say conservative play calling, I just say smash mouth football.
Okay.
You went out and invested so much in your offensive line, why would you not use them to your advantage? And this is a thing, Joe Tooney, we haven't even seen out here doing what he does. When that offensive line does take the field on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings, I think you will get a heavy dose of a quarterback's best friend, which is a good running game. And we hadn't seen anything from DeAndre Swift in the preseason. But let me tell you something. What I saw was enough to be like, check, that box is checked.
Now,
the
good
depth in the running back room, that's a different story.
Sure.
And that's a different conversation we can have. But DeAndre Swift as your lead back with a guy like Ben Johnson who knows how to scheme things up, I'm good with it.
Seven carries for 28 yards, hit a long of 12. That's 4.0 yards per carry. He did have one catch for 6 yards. He looked alive. He looked alive. We'll see if that carries over. I have been told that John in Edgert, is that Edgert, has been deemed worthy of being on the Raheem and Harris Show on the score. What's up, John? Johnny, sounding great so far, buddy. Your phone sounds perfect. John, what's up?
Question for you.
Yep. Yeah.
How long of a leash you... Ben Johnson will keep on Caleb and not put Bagent in.
John, thanks for the call.
Is that a serious question?
No, it's,
okay, no, it is a serious question.
I don't want to just demean
every... really, really long.
Yeah,
that leash could be... Our answer could dictate how serious of a question it is. So, you go first.
I don't think that anybody's anxious to put Tyson Bagent in, despite the relationship that exists with Ben Johnson, the glowing things that Ben Johnson was saying about Tyson Bagent, and that how he's more... personality-wise, he and Ben Johnson are similar. So I don't think anybody wants to put him in. But if, like, Caleb, he's going to get a long leash. But if you're really asking the question, if Caleb Williams is like bad through 8 or 9 games, then that might push your hand. If you don't see signs of improvement, then maybe halfway through the season, only, and look, I'm being extreme here, only if it's bad, like really bad, will you see Tyson Bagent come into the game.
Bad is such a subjective word because your bad might not be my bad.
Oh, I think most Bears fans know what a bad quarterback looks like.
Well, they're just looking at history, right? They're just looking at what's happened in the past. But I think the thing here is you're going to see inconsistency from Caleb Williams. I promise you that in the first half of the season. The idea, and this is why I've got him at 6 to 8 wins all season long, 6 to 8 wins, is it's going to take about a half a year to get to the point where Caleb Williams looks good in Ben Johnson's offense. It's Ben Johnson's job to bring him along in a manner in which he can kind of hide the weaknesses, hide the Achilles heels, because he might be walking around with 2 messed up Achilles heels at this point. And Caleb Williams to grow into that role and process at the level that Ben Johnson wants him to. But that's part of the challenge for Ben Johnson. He had a veteran in Jared Goff. Now he's got a second-year quarterback. He told us what he thought about Caleb Williams' first year. What do you think he learned from year one? Pause. Not much. Not much.
That's true.
He was out there getting hit. He learned not to get hit 68 times. That's about it.
Yeah, that is true. 312-644-6767. I am being told to let's talk to Jeff. He's driving around out there on 94. What's cooking on the highways, Jeff?
Not much right now. You know, there's one thing we can be, you know, the Bears are, you know, a lot of uncertainty with the Bears right now, which is understandable. There's one thing today, right now, that we can be certain of. Until they prove us otherwise, the Bears still suck. They just do.
They did lose 10 in a row last year. You're right.
Yeah, their ownership, coaching, management, maybe even players, they still suck. Now, can that change? Sure it can. But right now, today, they still suck. They're a laughing stock.
Are you a – hold on a second here, Jeff. I see you have a 312 phone number, but do you come from Green Bay? Because there's a song called The Bears Still Suck, and I feel like you're giving the lyrics to that right now. Call yourself out, Jeff. Are you a Packers fan?
No.
Okay.
I've been a Chicago Bears fan for 50 years, but I'm just trying to look at this realistically. They do. Until they prove otherwise, how else can you look at them?
No, you're right, Jeff. You're right. Good call.
Jeff's not wrong. Reminder, Bears training camp coverage on The Score presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Take Jeff as his word. They're not good until they prove that they are good. They're not bad, they're going to be bad until they prove they're not bad anymore. At last chance, now here's the good news. Last time we saw them in a regular season game, they were beating the hated Green Bay Packers on the road.
That's right.
But
Thomas Brown game, baby.
New coach. Let's see what happens.
And now, keep listening for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Riot Fest on Sunday, September 21. That day will feature Green Day, The Idols, Bad Religion is going to be out there, Inhaler, and more.
I love how much you love it because you're like, I'm going to be at Riot Fest.
That's right. I think I'm going to be at Riot Fest.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You said you got the tickets. Nothing has been handed to me yet. There's been no confirmation.
Robbie, get right on
that. We're finding a way to get you.
Yeah, Robbie, get right on that. Write that down and bring it down the hallway.
Bonnie.
Well, see, Grody, the thing is we have to take care of our listeners first. They're going to get their general admission tickets, everybody that wins this week, because we are doing this all week, giving away these Riot Fest tickets. So we're going to take care of the listeners first, and then you'll get your tickets, Grody. Be patient.
I'm hoping for VIP tickets. VIP. VIP is what we're looking
for. We are giving away general admission tickets, just so it's clear.
Chris is in Tinley Park. Somebody bring me Chris. Chris wants to talk, and he's in Tinley Park. Chris. What's up?
Hey, guys. Counterpoint to Jeff there that just called. I think we're allowing ourselves to descend into some Bears fatalism over one bad offensive series in a preseason game where Ben Johnson has admitted that he does no game planning. He has a preset package of plays that he throws out there. And Caleb Williams maybe was trying to make a square peg fit into a round hole on a play against a defense he didn't plan for. And took a sack. I think we can all just take a breath here and see what happens week one when Ben Johnson has done some thorough game planning and scheming against the Minnesota Vikings.
Chris, good call. I mean, I always appreciate a little bit of perspective, but unfortunately, that's one of those things that we saw last year, so it has to be brought up. And really quickly, I know we talked about the fourth drive with Mully and Haw, but I don't want this all to be negative here, and I realize that there's a fear factor that goes into what we saw in that first drive. But drive number four, seven plays, 78 yards. The play to Zacchaeus, the 25-yarder to him. The romp for 37. Actually, yeah, I kind of screwed that up earlier because he misses the 50-50 ball to Rome and then gets the 25-yarder to Zacchaeus, and then Rome gets the touchdown.
Rome gets the touchdown, the little
Yeah.
Little extra something on that ball.
So that's what you want to see, just not on the fourth drive. You want to see some semblance of competency on the first couple of drives.
Because the fourth drive came against backups. That's all I'm going
to
say.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Bears' defense.
Yeah, I tried to explain to you the defense. I don't have nearly as much faith in that as I have in Ben Johnson developing this offense and making it go.
So after
we're
going to
talk about how the defense...
After all of our concerns about the offense, Marshall Harris here says the offense is ahead of the defense, and you may have a point.
I definitely have a point.
At least based on what we saw against one of the best teams in the National
Football League.
That is true. This is the Raheemi and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody, in for Layla on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Raheemi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hand off Pacheco, and he's in. Touchdown, Kansas City. And here is more of the improvisation and athleticism from Mahomes as he takes it down just shy of the 20. Mahomes, fade, Rice, back shoulder, touchdown. Matched up that time against Tyreek Stevenson.
Adam Amin, Jim Miller, Stacey Dales, all on the call on Fox 32 of that Bears 29-27 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Friday night in the third and final preseason game of the year. We welcome you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. I think the most jarring part of the game, after we just dissected what the offense did, and we can return to stuff on the offense, and the phone lines and the text lines are wide open for you at 312-644-6767. The most jarring part about the game was the Bears' defense. And again, here we go. There's a disclaimer for every segment. There was no Grady Jarrett. There was no Jalen Johnson. There it was no Kyler Gordon. Those are three maybe of the most important players on your defense this year. So I did take that into account. I also took into account that it is Patrick Dan Mahomes and an offense that looked to me like it was trying. This wasn't like laid back, you know, Kansas City champions, Super Bowl team. This was all out Patrick Mahomes.
If you're out there, you're trying, Mark. I think the more obvious thing for me was they had their starters out there and they said, all right, guys, we're not going to play football for 2 weeks, so we might as well, you know, remember how to play football. And they looked like a team that was ready to go and make a push for another Super Bowl appearance, if not a championship.
I'm just saying that in a preseason game, I would not have expected necessarily Patrick Mahomes to take off as much as he did and kind of put himself in danger on occasion.
Was he in danger? Well, that's the real question. Was he in danger?
I have evidence to suggest that maybe I need to retract my BS statement because can I say that? I did, and I don't regret it. The play that I want you guys to hear, I told Robbie to write this down. The play was first quarter. It's the Chiefs' first drive. It's 3rd and 10, and here's how it all went down.
3rd down and 10 for Kansas City. Second best third down team in the NFL last year. Mahomes dancing around the pocket. And now out of it. Still improvising, and he's able to deliver to the 15-yard line. It's ruled a catch by Juju Smith-Schuster for a first down. That's some of the Patrick Mahomes magic that fans here in Kansas City have gotten used to seeing. 19-yard pickup to move the chains.
Slippery as hell, and what it reminded me and probably most Bears fans of is Aaron Rodgers, who has done that to the Bears like 50 times, where you think you got him and you don't. And what was very interesting about that play, if you go back and watch it, and I did this morning, Jervon Dexter, 99, out there, they're chasing him. He's throwing his arms up in the air. I don't know why. I mean, that's a question that I will ask, but I don't know if that was what the hell, or I need some help, or there was a breakdown on the play, or just pure frustration.
Can it not be E, all of the above?
I mean, maybe. But why is Big 99 throwing his arms up? Is he like, what the hell, this guy is magic, or where is my help?
So, just last week, and even before that, I tried to tell people, because Ben Johnson is an offensive-minded head coach, the resume is what it is, I have a lot more faith in the offense doing what it's supposed to do as opposed to the defense, which still needs to prove things to me, such as, hey, we can get to the quarterback. Hey, we can get to the quarterback. Did they get to the quarterback in that game?
Did they have a sack? Zero?
Listen.
There weren't even like some late Daniel Hardy sacks in there or something like that?
It's not even about that. It's just about when the starters are on the field.
No, I know. Your point is well taken. That's the number one problem for the defense for the last couple of years.
And so people are telling me, and again, with respect to the current injuries that the Bears are facing, they need to be better. And here's why. This was going to be an issue always because they invested so much in that offense. I believe the offense will be able to run the football and that Caleb Williams will be in a great position as far as if your timing is good, you're going to move the football. With the defense, Patrick Mahomes, and I get it. He's a future Hall of Famer. I get it. It was preseason, so maybe you don't have all the bells and whistles to a defense. It's very vanilla out there, but his vanilla was way more tasty than your vanilla in that. And last I looked at the schedule, you mentioned the other slippery guy you were saying. Who was his name again? You're like, not just Patrick Mahomes. He reminded you of someone else.
Oh, yeah, also Aaron Rodgers.
Is he on the schedule this year?
He is. Yeah, you're Super Bowl
on the
Steelers.
Lamar Jackson is on the
schedule. Is Joe Burrow on the schedule?
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, he's also on the schedule, correct?
Yeah, early, early.
Okay, yes. And then Jaden Daniels, who I got told over the weekend might be the best pure quarterback talent in the NFL by Sean King. Is he on the schedule this year?
He is on the schedule. I've been told. Guys, I've been told. Yes.
So what I'm saying is I haven't seen anything that makes me believe this version of the Bears defense can stop the great quarterbacks. It's more of an out-of-division problem, per se, because I think they can contain Jordan Love. I don't know what Jared Goff is going to look like without his offensive coordinator of last 3 years, Ben Johnson, calling the plays. I know Kevin O'Connell's the quarterback whisperer, but J.J. McCarthy's still a rookie. In division, I'm like, they can hang around. But out of division, if they don't get it together quick, they could be losing a lot of games based on the defense not able to wrangle some of these top-tier MVP-level candidate quarterbacks.
This is the first time my confidence in the Bears' defense has been dented. In this preseason, I'm talking about. Last year.
Definitely not in your life.
No. I mean, last year was a bad year for the Bears' defense. They were bad. But this year, they've looked good in camp. They've looked good in the preseason games. Up until this, where you go on the road. And no excuse, man. No excuse. But, like, this I was feeling good about the defense up until this point. And on the overall, I'm not expecting to see that, but that was jarring. That was jarring to see that.
I was having this conversation. I was like, well, Josh Allen didn't play. It's like, yeah, but you know, they look good in practice against Josh Allen. I was like, practice ain't the game.
So different.
You talk about the Patrick Mahomes magic, and you can go back to, well, you know, Tua did play. Tua played. Did you see Jalen Waddle out there? Did you see Tyreek Hill out there? I didn't.
Negative.
So I'm just saying the expectations, and that's why this result is not an unfavorable one, not just for the team, knowing how much further you have to go to get to where you want to get, right? But also to a fan base that we had people talking about division titles and such. And I'm not saying the Bears are ineligible to win the division title. They can make improvements and go out there and do that. But the starting point for the Bears, let's just bring that down. What you expect to see out of the gate. Now, they've got a very favorable matchup at home, Monday Night Football, with a rookie quarterback in their first game. But, like, that's why I worry about teams like the Dallas Cowboys early in the season. Teams like Pete Carroll with Geno Smith and the Raiders early in the season. I worry about these matchups because they don't look good. This isn't last year's schedule. Last year's schedule was build a schedule. Like, let's play a Division I, you know, Ohio State or Michigan schedule where you, well, some years, you play lesser opponents and build your way up. That's not what this is. This is going to be out the gate division play, two straight games. So it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate this and what Ben Johnson is able to control for.
Raheemy and Harris on the score. I'm Mark Grody in for Layla. Larry is in Frankfort, Indiana. Hi, Larry. You are on the Raheemy and Harris show. What's going on?
Hey, guys, in response to that guy saying the Bears still suck after 10 games, that is absolutely true. however, if you look at the glass half fill, I also have the right to say that I have a lot of good anticipation for this coaching staff until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair, Larry. And look, I will say, the Bears have done things, the right way, I feel like. Since the end of the season, if you leave out having Matt Eberflus do a Zoom before he was fired, but I mean, like, the fact that they fired Shane Waldron, that they fired Matt Eberflus for the first time in season, that they hired Ben Johnson, that Kevin Warren probably got involved in all of that, and Ryan Poles has an extension. Things are looking up the way the organization comports itself, but they don't have the benefit of the doubt yet because they've had two 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years. So while it feels like they're building the foundation in the right way for the first time in a while and doing things differently, they did still lose 10 in a row last year.
No one has more, I guess, benefit of the doubt right now than the head coach, Ben Johnson. He's got the most grace that I'm giving him and everything else. Last year, we heard a lot of players talking. A lot of players talking.
Which I liked.
Now, stop talking. Put up or shut up.
That's
where we are.
I would disagree a little bit on that. I would say talk about what you need to talk about. The Bears players needed to talk about what they talked about last year, and that was the whispers of the way the team was being run, and they were proved to be correct. There was incompetency leading that team. So, like, I know, like,
I
that's
agree.
A popular opinion. Like, a lot of people are like, shut up and do your job. Don't go on podcasts.
Oh, no.
Don't go on The Score. All that kind of stuff. No, I want truths being told. And if those guys didn't speak up last year, then maybe we're looking at another shot for Matt Eberflus this year.
That's crazy talk. That is absolutely crazy talk.
I'm just
saying.
If
he wasn't getting fired in season, he was definitely getting fired at the end of the season.
You're probably right, but think about how agonizing it was and how slow it was to actually get the job done at the end of the year and how painful it was.
What I meant when I said put up or shut up, though, was not for them to stop talking. What I meant for is, it was easy to point the finger last year at leadership as far as coaching. Now, you've got the coaches you all say you want. And so it's more of an issue of, if you don't put up, you can't start talking about the same things you were talking about last year. It's going to be talking to the guys in the mirror because it's on you.
That is true. This hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. If the Bears were the biggest... No, I don't know. The Cubs might have been the biggest story this weekend. Let us talk about what was a Cubs sweep of the Angels on the road over the weekend. That is coming up next on the Raheemy and Harris Show with me, Mark Rohde, in for Layla on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Swinging a drive, deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Gone.
Back-to-back nights, Kyle Tucker with a home run.
Tucker again, deep right field, Adele to the wall, it is gone! King Tuck! Multi-home run game is 10-0 Cubs.
Talk about seeing things that we needed to see from the Chicago Cubs. It happened this weekend. As we welcome it back into the Rahimi and Harris Show, I am Mark Rohde in for Layla Rahimi today. Highlights courtesy of us, The Score, and the Marquee Sports Network. The Cubs sweep the Angels. The Cubs are equaling their, believe it or not, after everything, they have equaled their season high, 21 games over 500. They are five back of the Milwaukee Brewers, and Kyle Tucker had key hits in every single game of the series. In the 3-2 win over the Angels on Friday, he homered two bombs and a 12-1 win over the Angels on Saturday, which was an absolute blast. Reese McGuire with the granny in that game. And then Kyle Tucker, a two-out RBI hit in yesterday's 4-3 win over the Angels. And I think I speak for everybody when I say, oh, okay, just a deep breath. I'm not saying everything is fixed and everything is perfect, because unfortunately what we learned from the Cubs is that we're not going to learn a whole lot about players, veteran players, when they are injured. I felt like the Cubs were unnecessarily coy throughout this whole process, and the player too, Kyle Tucker as well, who may have, you know, maybe he had his own selfish reasons for wanting to play through the pain and not hit a home run for a month because he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. All those things enter my mind with this Kyle Tucker thing. Like, we just learned something about Craig Counsell and the Cubs that you just got to guess, and you got to keep asking questions because he ain't going to tell you anything, and neither is the player.
I thought Bruce Levine had an excellent point when asked why not the IL, and you know, it's been collectively bargained.
Sure.
You have to be hurt, and the player has to say, I'm hurt.
That's the key.
If you don't,
you don't have to be hurt, but the player has to accept
right.
going on it.
And yeah. I think Kyle Tucker has shown you, if he feels like he's able, physically able, to stand in the batter's box and swing the bat, he's going to do that.
But was
now,
that smart, or was that bad selfishness? Or was that actually being selfish? Was that him saying, I want to play, I want it to be on my record that I played 150 games this year, and I don't want to sit down because that wouldn't feel good? Instead, he hurt the team.
I thought he should have been benched. And not now, but like back 2 weeks after having some struggles, I thought he should have been sat down.
Yeah.
And if not sat down, even if he was sat down even, he should have been moved down in the order.
Yeah, it was mishandled.
And so that's where I have a problem with, is like, hey, Craig Counsell, you should probably move this guy out of the premium position he's in, where he's getting more plate appearances as opposed to other guys that need plate appearances. Now, you could argue, well, the whole lineup is scuffling, and that's why he stayed where he was. And I can sort of buy that, but just understanding now how Kyle Tucker, when he talks about how the injury didn't bother him, the broken finger in his hand. And I'm like, it's your hand, brah. And then they say it's healed. Clearly, it's better now, right?
Yeah.
Seven RBIs in three games.
Terrific.
Three home runs,
terrific.
A double, 5-for-12 weekend.
He looked like Kyle Tucker.
He looked like Kyle Tucker on a tear. And so that is great. But I think what we learned is that Kyle Tucker and the Cubs are going to defer to veteran time. As in, if you're a veteran, you're going to get a lot more say in what happens to you. And especially if you are an all-star of his caliber, you're going to get to a much more of a say than you would if you're, say, I don't know, Matt Shaw, who's still sitting way too much for my liking, by the way. But I want us to hear this sound from the Cubs hitting coach, Dustin Kelly, who was with Elise Miniger, and they sat down for a beautiful, brilliant conversation about hitting in slumps. Here's what he had to say about getting some rest for Kyle Tucker when he did take those 2 days off.
Value in it is the game gets going really fast when you play every day, especially when you start to struggle a little bit. And I think, like, sitting back and watching the game from the sidelines or from the dugout, you start to see that it's really not that fast, and maybe that you were speeding it up. And I think you watch guys have at bats and you're like, oh, it's not moving quite as fast as it's moving for me. So it brings you back to a different perspective when you get back in that box. And I think you kind of like lean on that a little bit of like, okay, I can slow this down. I just watched it for 2 days or 3 days. And we saw that with Saya a couple years ago. We saw it with Happer early last year. I think it just like, It gives the guys a chance to, like, take a breath, one, and not feel like they have to get ready for the game and go compete. They can be a little more vulnerable in the cage and maybe do some things that they wouldn't normally do. But I really think the value of it is just slowing the speed of the game down.
Cubs hitting coach Dustin Kelly right there on the Marquee Sports Network with Elise Menaker. I love that. They did it too late, but I love that. The idea of, I never would have thought of that, the idea of sitting down and watching a baseball game and seeing it slow down the way you and I might perceive it sitting in the stands where, although we know there's no way we could get in that box and do anything.
A lot different when you're in the box, right?
It's a lot different when you're in the box. But if you're in the stands, you look at it, then yeah, things, you know, they're at your own pace at that point.
And so for Kyle Tucker now, I love where he is. He's in a good place. Craig Counsell's job is very simple right now. Keep him there. I don't know what that takes from his individual standpoint, Kyle Tucker's, I mean. I don't know what that takes from Dustin Kelly, the hitting coach. I don't know what that takes as far as Craig Counsell managing his time off. But he needs to get breaks when appropriate. They have the day off today. That's a great sign always before finishing this thing up with three more games San Francisco, three more games Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
7-2 was the goal for me, like how to get them back where they need to be. Now you just got to go 4-2 over the next two series.
Tell you what, why don't we listen to Kyle Tucker himself, who was also on the Marquee Sports Network, also with Elise Menaker. Here's Kyle.
During the stretch where you were struggling, you just felt like you were missing pitches that you could drive. Now, these last couple of days, what's making you successful in that area?
Not missing those. I mean, that's...
Why are you not missing those, do you think, now?
That's a good question. I feel good at the plate. I mean, just, as long as I'm barreling up balls like that, I'm okay with it.
Dustin Kelly, you know, he was telling me in those couple days that you had off, you were kind of like, he called it more maintenance. The conversations you were having with him, how did he help you during that time?
I felt fine. I was just trying to figure out why I was missing some pitches or, like, not staying through as well as I normally do, and just trying to figure that out. Probably just in my legs a little bit better and just utilizing everything and staying through the ball a little bit better. So, I mean, I'm just going to keep trying to do what I did tonight.
That sounds good. Hey, also tonight, you guys did a lot with two outs. 10 of the 12 runs were two outs. How dangerous can this offense be when you're doing that?
That's awesome. I mean, you know, runs are runs regardless of, you know, no outs, one out, two outs. But, we're never out of the games.
Kyle Tucker on the Marquee Sports Network with Elise Menaker right there. Again, it sounded like Kyle Tucker. I got a question for you, though. What has transpired, the slump, the worst slump of Kyle Tucker's career, has it dented your faith in him as a player? Has he changed in your eyes, or is he still a $500 million baseball player?
I think he's worth whatever a team is willing to pay him, and there's probably a team
out
there.
That is not the question that I asked. I asked you.
It's not my money.
I think he's a $500 million, like, because we were all saying it in the beginning of the year. You got to pay this guy $500 million. Cubs, don't be cheap. Has this changed anything?
No, it's changed a little for me. Here's why, Mark. It's not my money, so I that's why I don't care. Like, as far as responsibly building a team,
yeah,
$500 million for Kyle Tucker seems like a good investment. Yes, he's had a tough time. I'm interested to see what he does at Wrigley the rest of the season because his home road splits are a little, So let's see if he can get that in order. But Kyle Tucker is definitely a player that you want on your team if you're making a push. And I need to see what your replacements are if Kyle Tucker's not in your lineup to make you still a championship contender. I think the Cubs are just as much a World Series contender as they were at the start of the season right now.
Just because of the randomness of baseball,
I think all those factors. I'm not scared of anyone out there.
Ooh, see, I'm trying to get my scared meter down.
Are you still afraid?
We'll talk about this later. As a matter of fact, I'm going down my sheet here. 12:25.
Circle that on your calendar.
Guess 12:25 is going to blow you guys away.
If you're listening at home, please make a note on your little iPhone. 12:25
is going to talk. Is going to say things that you would think I would have said. As a matter of fact, things that maybe I did say at one point.
Yeah,
in time.
Well, when you said it, you were ridiculous, though.
Oh, so I was ridiculous, but you're not.
Nope.
I can't wait until 12:25. Make a note. Set it on your iPhone alarm right now. We're going to be unfiltered coming up at 12:25.
You know, I know it was ridiculous because you've reversed course and gone 180 degrees the other way. You know it was ridiculous. That's the point.
How dare you, sir? All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk more Bears and the preseason as a whole and what stood out, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the unfiltered, coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.